Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would...
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is July the 13th, 2016. It is a Wednesday, and we have a live show for you today, as we've been doing in the past couple of Wednesdays. We have Wise Wednesdays coming to you. Brother Davis is in queue, and we're definitely going to get straight into that momentarily. So I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, and I would say, there's something that before we get started, I want to say. I hope that, and I absolutely want to thank my man Scotty for picking out the intro and the extra, the exit music for, and the exit promo and intro promo for Tando Radio Show. Scotty did that. And I hope that you all really, really pay attention to what is being said there, because that's absolutely correct. And there is something that we need to learn from all of that. We, in my opinion, it's extremely important that we learn what we're really up against, how it maintains itself, and how we provide for its sustainability.
Brother
and once
Dave,
we start to realize those things. Scotty, did you say something, bro?
Well, yeah, I just had to tell people the name of the artist who put that together. He is a donor to the Black Talk Media Project, a longtime supporter of Black Talk Radio Network. He listens to the station as well. His name is Sincere Noquari, and he produces beats and what have you. And he produced a couple of beats on his track called God Life Beats, and he said that a number of the tracks were inspired by what he hears on this network.
Wow.
He might have had Tando Radio Show in mind when he put that together. I don't know. But his name is Sincere Noquari, and you can find you can support his work by going to Sincere, that's spelled S-I-N-C-E-R-E, Noquari, that is N-O-K-W-A-R-E-E.com. All right, so that's SincereNoquari.com, and we appreciate him giving us permission to use those tracks on our station. Thank you, Dave.
Brother, I would really appreciate, even if he didn't do that he was actually inspired or motivated or by Tando Radio Show, I would love for that brother to come on, because that track to me is so powerful, and it sends such a universal, and notice I didn't say a national, a global, but a universal message. And I'm going to tell you, politicians lie to keep you from the truth, while an artist will tell a lie to get you to the truth. And why will an artist lie? Not saying that this brother did, but I'm just saying, just showing the genius of the artist. They will do that because they want to get you on track to what the truth is. And man, I would love to if that brother is listening, definitely contact Scotty or contact myself. I would love to have a show with you as a guest, and just talking about some of the things that are important to you and some of the things that you see and what inspires you. Because I'm going to tell you, it's critical. The thing that defeats dictators are great artists. And this is where I think we really need to support some of the things, some of the many things that we have. So thank you, Scotty, for letting us know that. I loved it from day one. I was like, wow, where did Scotty get this one from? Now I know where you did. And I don't think it could have been more perfectly set and more perfectly created for the beginning, the intro, and the exit of Tando Radio Show. So everyone, please really just listen to everything that this brother that put this together, because as an artist, they put everything into what they create. And this is so important in my opinion. So, okay, with that being said, everyone, now, how do we need to support Black Talk Radio Network, because it's Black Talk Radio Network that actually enables us to have the artists, to have the commentary, to have the shows, to have the dialogues, the monologues, to have the opportunities for us to see what are some of the things that we need to change in order to have a more beneficial and more fruitful and more sustainable existence throughout in each and every part of our moment in eternity. So how can you do that? You can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media, and there you will see the crowdfunding campaign that's for Black Talk Media Project, and there you can start to donate. And it's very important that we give our financial energy to the network so it can continue, just as this brother did and just as you all have done before in the past, and we truly, truly appreciate it. So how can you do it? Very easy. You can click on the crowdfunding campaign that's there on the website, and this is the options that you have. Of course, there is a fourth option and a fifth option. The you know, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Well, a fourth option. Here we go. Option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All donations from 5 cents to a dollar, doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, and all that matters is that you want to support the network. You are very, very crucial to this overall growth of this network. You are feeding and bringing nourishment to this network so that it can maintain and grow and sustain itself throughout the time, throughout this moment in eternity. So you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, and you can do that via PayPal, or by sending a check or money order. Make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project. That, once again, that's Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that option number one, you'll receive monthly statistic performance reports of the radio stations and social media operations via email. Option number two, for one penny more, For $25 or more, you will receive everything that you'll receive in Option 1, plus you'll receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, each t-shirt will be provided in increments of $25. So if you want two t-shirts, that would be $50, three, $75, four t-shirts, $100, five, $125. And make sure you include all sizes for each and every t-shirt that you will be you expecting to receive so that you will get the right size, okay? Make sure you leave a good email and a good forwarding address and a mailing address so that you will be able to receive what you're entitled to. Next option, number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the email reports from option one, the Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, and option number two, and in option number three, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from time to time from the network before, as an appreciation for your contribution to your contributions and your donation to sustain this network. That is where it is. And I think a monthly contribution of $25 or more is very important. Also, you can give just anonymously. And whatever it is that you would like to receive, that is also available to you all. This is something that we should be doing. Tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So, so important. So, that being said, let's jump over to Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. That's on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page there. And before we get started, if you are interested in transferring currency into real money, you can contact us at Prosperity Mint. But I will say to you, text me first. There's a person that actually wanted to make an order that's there, that's still pending. But the best way to do it is to text me, and then I will contact you and walk you through that process. Trust me, believe me, this is something that you want to do. Contact me. You can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me, which is better, 951-790-8330. Okay? So that's Prosperity Mint. You can check out our website for some of the things, the inventory that we have in form of precious metals that you can transfer your cash into overall metals, okay? Next, there is a great black-owned business, small business that's there. They offer a great seasoning known as Uncle Fats, and if you would like to get in contact with them, you could just go to email them at getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. And they will give you all of the information that is needed. Great, great stuff. I actually use it myself. Okay, now, so let's jump into some of the important articles that I posted. Not, you know, these aren't the only ones, but these are just some of the ones that I picked out. And let's take a look at what's in the news and what's in the news today. So, check this out. Number one. Here we go. 1 second. Excuse me. Let me just fix this. Okay, 1 second. Let me just pull this down. Got the message, Scotty. Thank you. 1 sec. Okay, so let me just pull this up real quick. Oh, I'm messing this up. Okay, first and foremost, what I want to say before we get into that, you know, we are at a very important time, and it's a very influential time that we are in, because our influence over what's going on globally can change and redirect the world. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about the everyday person that listens to Tando Radio Show. I'm talking about you. There are so many things, and we are at this moment in eternity that is critical for us to apply our intrinsic, moral, spiritual, intellectual and physical integrity and capabilities to changing and directing the world in which we would like to see it function as in a more sustainable way. And to me, it's very important that we do that among ourselves, because if we continue to allow the system itself that disregards our overall existence, but they look at us as property, human resource, that's where the word human resource comes from. Any person that will look at any other person as a human resource has an skewed understanding, or has an skewed or a evil continent. They consist of something that is extremely dangerous, extremely evil, and it is not sustainable at all. So I think it's very critical that we look at where we are, appreciate where we are, because we can change all of this. And it's, I'm going to tell you, it's difficult to change when everything is going very well. But when things start to go bad, that is a great time to show the relentlessness of you. And I think that is where we really are and where we really need to focus. And I think it is also a place that requires us to look at things on a more, in a more sustainable way. And I appreciate where we are. I don't think there's anything that we need to fear at all. I think it's everything that we need to appreciate, because we are on the cusp of being able to develop a system that more represents the way we think, the way we harmonize, the way the energy that we have, and the way that we truly, truly want to live. So just wanted to say that real quick before we jump into some of the things that are in the news. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. Okay, first article that we posted since yesterday. Everyone, still check out that circular breathing. Very, very important. I've used it in my workout programs. I've used it in different things. It definitely works. First article, number one, comes from, where does this come from? Inner Scallions.com, an article, the Philippines willing to share the South Sea of China, the government says. And this came out yesterday. I mean, this came out earlier in the week, but it had everything to do with yesterday. But here's the critical point of it all, that the reason why I posted it and wanted to make it known to you all was because of this. It says, the Philippines is willing to share natural resources with Beijing in the contestants for the South Sea of China. Let me tell you why this is important. Very important because of this reason here. The Scarborough's, I believe it is an island off of the Philippines. That's the Scarborough. Can't remember the other name of it, but we'll pick it up. That island is critical to how the South Sea of China will unfold. If China starts to invoke themselves on that island and start to build on it, I think that can actually lead to a military confrontation. But I want to say that there's another article, we'll take a look at it, but don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if the United States all of a sudden, or nations that were against China all of a sudden starts to align with them. You're starting to see the remnants of that with Taiwan. And if you all remember, I said that this was going to be possible because Taiwan and the Philippines became one of the last founding members to jump into the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank that China has brought for. And once they did that, I said, oh man, I see what's going on here. They're going to flip the switch. Now they're slowly start to doing it because they realize that they have a deadly, deadly enemy. I mean, a deadly, deadly ally that they're in alliance with them because of a threat. And who do you think that alliance is with? Who do you think that ally is? Is the U.S. And so this article, when it says the Philippines is willing to share the South Sea of China, my commentary is, did you ask the United States if they wanted you to share anything with China? And I put laugh out loud. Now they're going to get you too. The U.S. will respond to the Philippines if they try to change their alliance and go with China, which they've already, in my opinion, initiated by joining, being one of the last countries to be able to jump in as a founding member of the AIIB. They're not stupid, as well as Taiwan. So you'll see what I mean by that as we take a look at another story. Next story said the purge is building. Now you know why he won't go after Hillary Clinton, Hillary, because he has a banking connection to the Clinton Foundation. And I didn't put in the word why. No, I was kind of busy hurrying up and put it in. This shows the director of the FBI is directly linked to HSBC and directly linked to the Clinton Foundation. The purge is starting to build, ladies and gentlemen, and they want to use this purge to deceive you and to trick you into something else. This is what this is all about. So check that out. Check that article out. Read it so that you'll know what's really going on and start to put the pieces to the missing puzzle and the propaganda together. Next article. Venezuela carries out $1 billion gold swap with Citibank. Now, this is very critical because it was Venezuela that was the first to the banking window to repatriate their gold. The first one to the window gets what they asked for. Everyone else was denied because there was a bank gold run on the banks. And look what happened to Venezuela ever since then. I believe that Chavez was targeted for an illness, a mysterious illness, a mysterious fast-moving cancer, like they did Dr. Harrington and many other individuals in the past. This is nothing new, and they'll do this to people that are becoming a threat to them, not because they're trying to kill this individual. They just don't want this individual to influence the masses anymore. They can't kill what they didn't give life to. So, very, very important. Check out this article. You can see the big push, and this is what I was telling about when I was made aware of what the banks were doing. They need to get assets on their books. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. You do too. Because assets means leverage. It means collateral. It means that the wealth transferring that is going to happen globally, it will stop and buy and deposit some of its prosperity to you. And this is critical, something that we all need to engage in and understand what it is that's going on. So check out that article. Next article comes from YouTube. U.S. official refuses to comment on a report that the CIA weapons for Syrian rebels were stolen again. What do you mean stolen again? Okay, I get it. I feel you. But they don't need to be stolen. They're using them to fund them. They already have the so-called the Free Syrian Army and all this other stuff. If you look at who these people are, they blatantly, the U.S. blatantly comes out and shows support for them because they're funding them. Just look at who I call the T-Rex of Arizona. That one T-Rex senator out of Arizona, look at what he has actually did photo ops with and everything else, just playing the role of the actual handlers above him, doing exactly what they're telling him to do. This is a facade, ladies and gentlemen. Everything, all the world is a stage, and we need to know that so that we will no longer... I've said this before, and I firmly believe it. It's not the clown that's the fool that's acting the fool. It's really the people that are entertained by that fool that is foolish. So definitely need to change the way in which we think. Next article came from my man, great post, Aaron Grass. I saw this on your post, man. This was a really good one. This has the eight modern advancements of Europeans wouldn't have if the Moors didn't, and I couldn't see the rest of it. If the Moors didn't bring it to Europe, maybe eight modern advancements Europeans wouldn't have if the Moors didn't bring it to Europe. Check out this one, really, really good one, and there's a whole lot more. A whole lot more. So, next article. Just want to thank my man Jambone, sent this to me yesterday. Venezuela crisis forces lines. Crisis forces life to wait in line. And this is what we need to know, what's going on throughout the world, because what's happening in Venezuela is going to come here. And you and our people, not you, the listeners of Tando Radio Show, as much, because you've been preparing for what has been going on. This is why you listen and you actually support Black Talk Radio Network and you support us. This is what we're trying to prevent. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about how you feel about anything. It's not really what you think about things. It's what you know and what you do with you know that matters. So I think this is a great, great article. Venezuela crisis forced life to wait in line. As Venezuela's lines have grown longer and more dangerous, they have become the only stage for everyone left, for everyday life, They have not only become the stage for everyday life. Sorry about that. Missed it. Need a little glasses. Didn't have my reading glasses on. Getting older here. Can't see stuff. So this is a real, real important article. We will take a look at this next week, this particular article. We have to. Or later on, I don't know if we're going to do it later on this week. Next article, another very, very important one. This is how you're going to be waiting in line like the Venezuelans, in far greater lines and more dangerous lines than in Venezuela. And here's the article. It comes from abc.net.au. Helicopter money, the next step in monetary policy, Fed official. A top official for the U.S. Federal Reserve said helicopter money could be considered to stimulate the economy. That's hyperinflation, ladies and gentlemen, where your currency loses its purchasing power. And it was only eight people that checked this out. And I would say every person here needs to read the boring economic stuff that these people are because they're telling you in so many words, you better prepare. The very people and institutions that are going to be instrumental in bringing the demise, one thing you can't say to you is that they didn't sneak it by you. What they did is they bored you to death with it so that you wouldn't take an interest, and there was a sense of ennui where you really didn't care. One of the worst things, one of the most important problems and most influential problems and emotions and reactions to everything that's going on is one of where you don't care, nor do you know. When people say, I don't know, and I don't care, that individual, ladies and gentlemen, is extremely naively dangerous. So check out that article. Very, very important. They're telling you what you need to be preparing for. Next one. Here comes the purge. Billionaire. One second. Let me move this down. This comes from yournewswire.com. Billionaire pedophile Create Clinton Foundation. So check out that article. Let me tell you something about those individuals. They all flack together because all of them are one in the same mind.
Hey, so Dave, I don't know if you know, but Donald Trump is being sued. You're talking about, what's the guy's name? Jeff Epstein? I'm not sure. It's a billionaire.
Yeah, Epstein. His name is Epstein. Yeah, Epstein.
Yeah, there's a federal lawsuit against Donald Trump by a victim of well, she said she was a sex slave to this Epstein dude, and that Donald Trump had sex with her while she was a minor and being held against her will. And so they put that out there, but I was like, hey, birds of a feather fly together.
Fly together.
Bill Clinton has been on that jet. Oh, I forgot how many hundreds of times that he's listed. He even dished his Secret Service detail one time to fly on this plane to this guy's private island. So I'm telling you, man, we got some sick people, man.
Sick people. And all of this is part of the Bohemian Grove, the membership, and all a part of, and it's deeply rooted in the English monarchy, and it's deeply rooted in the Catholic Church at the highest levels, and it's deeply rooted in the higher levels of Christianity. It's deeply rooted in the military. It's deeply rooted in the financial realm, the City of London, and all of the central banks and everything else. Let me tell you why they do this. All your celebrity figurehead, corporate figure, celebrity figureheads that so-called are the face of this country or that country, they're presidents of this. You know how they become those individuals? Because they got major dirt on them. From every single one of them, they get those people to sell their soul. And then at the appropriate time, they give them a facade of power because they know that they will be the ones that will do exactly what they said because they got them. This is the nature. You're not elected into office. You're morally corrupted into it at the highest levels. This is why you'll see the connection between all of this. This is why you never have any form of elections. It's all selections based off of the dirt and how they can use and get people to compromise their morality. And if you look at all of this stuff, if you follow this rabbit hole, this is the demonic ritual practice of enslaving people. This is one of the reasons why they have large mercenary military. We're going to talk about that with Brother Bragg's pretty soon here, so I don't want to get too much in it, but this is how we are all divided and how we are led to slaughter on all forms and fashions. So check it out, in my opinion. Check it out. Great, great article so that you can know. Next one, and this is all a part of the purge, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't put that on there, but this is the purge, because the system is ready to sacrifice, have some burnt offerings of some high celebrity officials. So why is that? So that they won't lose control of what they've worked so hard to earn and to gain in the position of advantage that they have. They would rather sacrifice their minions, because that's all they are. They take orders. So check that out. Next article comes from The Guardian. Half of all U.S. food products is thrown away, new research suggests. Next article. China attacks international court after South Sea of China ruling. It's getting ready. Next article comes is China middle class now world's largest, surpasses America. China has surpassed America in all forms of economic metrics, in all forms of relevance globally, influence-wise, geopolitical, because there is going to be a... This tells you that the collapse that we've been trying to prepare you for is at hand. Excuse me, next article. The government we trust, Pacific Standards. Check out that article. Really, really, the agenda, which is present with too few preventing its growth, is what I said. This is the agenda, which is present with too few preventing its growth. We'll take a look at this along with the cyber attacks. We're going to do this also next week, and you can see how they all come together. Everything that you've been taught, or the authority that has been established over you, is there to manipulate and connive and deceive you to think one thing while they do something totally different. Their creed and their deed are totally opposite, and you need to know. Next one, eating fruits and vegetables make you happier. Check that one out. Next article, man, this is a really, really good one. Would a work-free world be so bad? And I said, my commentary, man, this is really important to me because I think it's necessary for us to start to see things that we don't, or that we aren't able to gaze at, but we need to create. I said, if you don't build it, then it will never exist. We must learn to see what isn't easily apparent to our eyes. We have to see our vision of what we want to create, and it's not by our lying eyes. Most of us have no clue or concept. We can't live without working, because you've never known that is the conditioning speaking. That is not your true essence being displayed. You can build whatever it is that you think to build. You are a creator. You can create, and we've created a paradigm that destroys us, and it is flourishing as we speak because we've created it. So check out that article. Really good one. Next one, I'm going to hurry up so we can get to Brother David. South Sudan situation dire, deteriorating as the fighting enrages. This is the overall same thing that's going on, civil war. This is the overall position. Next one, South Sudan chaos, results of U.S.-backed efforts to disrupt China's oil rights. Talked about this yesterday on the show as my commentary in diverse ways. The war has started, and soon it will be global nuclear war one. Next article goes into Terminator Age. Is the weaponization of the future police robots? Been around for a while, just didn't know it. Next one. Here's four ways wartime presidents rally the American people. Well, it's going to be a new war, and they're going to rally the American people. Next article. And this one has to do with the purge. Check out this article, The Purge Election Year. And this has to do with the movie, but this article is good because it will bring out the underground, the Weather Underground, the Operation Zebra, and some other things, and just dissect some of the things in this movie. This is by no design. This is why I've been saying The Purge for a while, because this is what they want to establish in order to maintain control and power. Next one, this article was updated today. China finds an ally in Taiwan. New leaders rejecting the South Sea ruling. Next one. One of the most important ones. My commentary, first Putin and now Jinping. Get the picture. China orders combat preparedness against the United States. Check out that YouTube video. Then also, next one. Venezuela president puts armed forces in charge of new food supply system. This is military dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen. Next one comes from Venezuela trucks food directly being directed to the poorest as chaos spreads. So those are some of the things that are in the news. We're getting ready to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump into Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Sorry we took a little bit longer, but Brother Davis is in queue, and we're going to jump into it, take this commercial break, and we'll jump right back. You're listening to Candor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio,
since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis coming at you, and I'm going to tell you it's a beautiful night. Well, good afternoon, should I say. But it's going to turn into a beautiful night. Do you know why? Because that's the natural order of things. The night show will be on rejuvenation. And why? Because that's the natural order of things. When you listen to Tando Radio Show, you'll see that we come with such a diverse group of information that you can literally take a move in a direction that's going to serve your purpose. Wednesdays we talk about what individuals can achieve when they're ready to make decisions. It sounds like it's relatively simple, but a lot of people don't know how to think clearly. They don't have the ability to focus on objects or objections. They have a work ethic, but they don't know how to work in reference to their position of interest. One of the things I want to point out to you tonight is that I'm going to help you rejuvenate the process of focusing on what is important to you. What should be important to you, first of all, is your thought process, the quality of life that it produces for you. Do you have a healthy survival instinct, a social and physical standard in which you do not fall beneath because you need others to be like-minded, be in the right group? All of these things come back to one's individual perspective on self. So when we talk about rejuvenating, we're talking about bringing balance to our life to the degree that when we make a decision, we are soundly making that decision based on the pros and cons of how that decision is going to serve us. So what is the first thing we do? Remove emotion. That's right. You have to take emotion out of all decisions. These are things that I've taught you already, but we have to learn how to organize our thought process in stressful situations. As you see, and as Dave has clearly pointed out to you, that we're on about five or six fronts now where anything can get volatile at any time. If that happens, there will definitely be a what's called a transitioning effect, where one thing will affect another thing, will affect another thing, will affect another thing. See, and then that happens, eventually it's going to get down to us, the individual. We talk from time to time about what we do about preparing for circumstances, things we should have on hand. Do you have a shortwave radio yet? Good question. Do you have anything to sustain water in for a period of time? These are the things that are good for your external. But what about your internal? Are you psychologically prepared to be put in a stressful situation and be able to adjust and move forward? Because that is going to happen. It is the inevitable result when civilizations collide. And that is what's about to happen. We represent humanity on one side of the world who feels that we have a right to influence our other side of the world who may not agree with our specific perspectives. Now, that may have nothing to do with your personal opinion about that perspective. Why? Because it doesn't disturb your immediacy. But in reality, they've already put things in place to ensure that it disturbs your immediacy. It's just about when and how prepared are you. I'd like to focus on the psychological aspect of that preparation process. Because do you have the ability to stand for your rights? And if so, how do you convey that with like-minded people so that your voice won't be squeak, but you can build it to a roar? You see, we have to start somewhere. And if you do not have the ability to convey your ideas in a manner in which you are communicating without getting in a altercation, then you literally become victimized because you don't have that ability. In this time of rejuvenation, we need to be organizing our thought process. We need to be thinking, like I said, healthy survival instinct. Because in reality, that may be all we have to work with. We're bringing to you today a group of concepts that you could literally use in your daily life. We've talked about eating, we've talked about food, we've talked about how we should be able to get the information that we need so that if we have to go outside and forage for food, we would have the knowledge and insight to be able to do that. Many do not. And by the way, in the coming Wednesdays or Thursdays, I'm going to be bringing up a group of books that I would suggest that you don't have to. But these will tell you about things that you can eat right outside your door that grow indigenously in different environments. That will literally offer you a modicum of nutrition. Why? Because nutrition is the tool that operates the machine called the human body. And we need this to work at peak efficiency, because in any situation that changes our living dynamic, it's going to have a psychological effect upon us. And this is definitely going to change our living dynamic. So, if preparedness is required externally, then preparedness is required internally. I've been drinking nothing but spring water, and I've been drinking a specific kind of spring water, and I mentioned it to you before, and the reason being is because I'm measuring the levels of water in my system. You see, for those of you who may not understand, our bodies are 70 to 85% water. Why do I say 70 to 85%? Because it depends on your age group. And when your system does not have the water, it starts a process called dehydration. Now, this may not appear to be much to you now, but this adds to a healthy survival instinct. You must be able to have access to or the ability to sustain a certain amount of water or be able to purify the opportunity to have access to water. And understand how I said that. Because clearly when things start jumping off, and they will, everything changes. Now, for those of you who think you would like to hold up in one place, that'd be great if your whole community knows. If your neighborhood knows, that square block radius knows, so that you can communicate from one end of the block to the other end of the block. Can you maintain a social order in your home so that you can, as a family, you can get through this? Because many will. And the sad part about that here is that to some of those people who will get through this here, you may not ever understand why or how. But it's the nature of survival. A lot of things happen we cannot understand. The world is in the West, and West meaning America, and I'm going to use that term more and more, because the West really has victimized us. I knew how, because we have been under their program of, should I say, supremacy for a period of time now, over hundreds of years, at least 200 years. And the sad part about it is that those programs are all designed to reinforce and lift up one group of people. And I'm quite sure you know who that group of people is, but here, in a circumstance that has been created by those same people, they are a certain amount of those people that is considered collateral damage. And they don't mind. You know why they don't mind? Because they feel that it works two ways for them. It depopulates the land, one, and that really doesn't need to happen, but it's their choice. And if you have no voice, it means you align with their choice. You see, you must understand the importance of your allegiance to your concepts. What are your concepts? What you think right and wrong are. What you think you should be doing now. Who you're communicating with. Do you have a group? What is the purpose behind your group? Because there are certain ground rules that have to be in place that everybody knows so that they don't break them. Why is that necessary? Because in a circumstance in which you may have a block of maybe 14 or 15 houses that literally are working together, and there's one breakdown of communication, and that block is infiltrated, that changes the whole dynamic for everybody in the group. Yes, it's called healthy survival instincts. We all have them, but we don't have to use them. And the reason why we don't have to use them is because we have been programmed that if we want to do what is best for us, that it is contrary to the program. So there's a conflict that goes on in our mind because the system wants you to do things one way, but you are prepared now because you are initiating a self-awareness, a personal image of behavior that you want to sustain in order to get through this. And that works against the very idea of the system that puts you in this. So if I would say wake up to you, a lot of people may not hear that. And the reason why they won't hear it is because they're hoping the very same system that put them in this circumstance is going to save them. It is not. So if you're not prepared to do what is necessary, then you will become victimized by the circumstance that you already know is coming. So, in understanding that, if confronted, are you prepared to do what is necessary to save your family? And how far would you go? The psychology of decision in a stressful situation should be already figured out before you get in one. Because if it is not, then other things come into play. Emotion comes into play. Relationships come into play. The environmental dynamics come into play. These things are taking away from your ability to survive when they're not used as tools for your survival. I'm trying to be as monotone as I can. And the reason being is because I've already came to you and told you that you're lions living with sheep. And the reason why, I explained to you, because you don't know your lions. Well, in the psychological dynamic of survival, you don't have to tell a lion he's a lion. Because guess what? When it's dinner time, he's feeding his. And he's going to feed his at the cost of yours if necessary. So, I hope that from that show you realize that you may be forced in that situation if you don't want to prepare for it willingly. Another wake-up call. We also must understand that the principles in which we are going to, the extent of the principles that we are willing to go, are ours. Think about that for a minute. To what extent are you willing to go to save your family? Because if you are serious, you're going to have to make the things, to prepare the things now to ensure certain things don't happen. Now, I'm going to use my own dynamic as a metaphor for you. Now, when we first started Tandem Radio, I was talking about a farm. Now I have one. You see, the whole thing is that I must plan on my purpose in deciding every decision I make for what I'm trying to achieve. I want to be in a situation where I have all my family together. I'm as far outside the city as I can and as secluded as I can. And I want to be able to be, control the dimensions of our circumstance, meaning the environment, as best I can. So yes, we're growing organic food, and we know that's going to be a big plus in the dynamic of turmoil because people will still want to eat. So if we're far enough outside the city, that may work for us to our advantage, and it gives us leverage because, in turn, people will realize that they want this resource available to them. You see, I'm actually playing the card of leverage in any situation. If it's approached by the government, and I may not agree with their ideas, and they come in talking about, well, we demand this or we demand that, I need to have leverage. What would that leverage be? That leverage may just be the food that I grow. You see, we cannot see this one-sidedly because that leverage may also be the leverage that keeps my family in one spot, intact, and prepared to defend ourselves. Am I going to go out waving a gun and anybody comes to our problem? No. But you know what? You only come to certain points to own the property. before it has to be brought to your attention that we're prepared to protect it. That simple. And see, many times people fail to realize their needs are going to grow as time goes on. So you have to prepare yourself to meet the needs, because if you go out on the streets thinking that, well, I can do this and I can do that, you're thinking the same thing as 1,000 other people who have not prepared for the psychological dynamic that is being placed upon them due to environmental situations, period. If you're in a high populated area, your odds change. If you're in a low populated area, your odds change. So we have to be serious about understanding how we are going to think in terms of what we're trying to achieve. I don't know about you, but I have little children in my family, my grandchildren. I'm thinking past this for them. I'm preparing for this for them. So I have to get you to understand, we must rejuvenate our thought process on a daily basis in order to prepare for what is about to come. And not just the mind and the psyche, but the physical body also. Because if you're ill, how much purpose can you stand on? A lack of food could literally put your system into a shock, and a lack of water, I've already told you, will start a dehydration process that can literally debilitate you. So, as one old major once told me, if you don't prepare, you got to use what you got. It may not be enough, and it may not appear to be as much, but you got to use what you got. So, just because it's here from an intuitive standpoint, what we're trying to do and what is the correct pursuit in trying to get it. Should I coordinate with other people, or should I initiate something on my own? See, literally, what you do now is what is going to be the make or break in your circumstance to arrive, and it will arrive. Think about it. Do you think all of these conflicts in the world are going on for nothing? And if you look at it from a spiritual dynamic, they're altering the natural nature of humans. Humans were not brought here to war amongst each other. But that being said, it doesn't change what we need to do in the circumstance that we are in. We've allowed a group of people to come in and introduce us to money and make us so dependent on it, we think that we can't live without it. But if you heard the Tandem show earlier today that was talking about how to live in a world without money, now I didn't go into a lot of great detail, but if you see that as an impossibility, you will not survive. So you must literally have a skill, talent, there's something that is in demand so people can come to you and be prepared to barter with whatever it is they got. And you may not think much of that right now, but I'm going to give you a scenario. What if you're a small machine mechanic? You build fans and you know how to take motors apart and put them back together. That is going to be a powerful tool in the transition of stress situations in an environment, because a small machine that can work can do various tasks, and all you have to do is be able to think clearly enough and be imaginative enough to let that machine or that whatever work to your effect, to your advantage. And guess what? When you make your trade to get that machine, make sure that machine offers you the possibility to be able to build on something. Because if you're looking for something for the dynamic of pleasure, pleasure's fleeting. And actually, you might find more pleasure in just silence. See, that was one of the principles that I spoke on in the class on meditation. To learn thyself through. These things might have all appeared as those shows when I was giving them. Yeah, I could take it or leave it. I was giving you the tools to build on who you are, for where you want to go, and how you can achieve it. But if you didn't, like I always said, have a pencil and piece of paper, that's not my mistake. See, I've been building on everything. I've never given you anything that I've not incorporated in my life, because I have a family, and I want them to get through this. And the reason why I say I want them to get through this is because I am prepared to meet all challenges, great or small. You see, I have a philosophical dynamic, and that is, I am prepared to do the impossible regardless, because that is a mental dynamic that allows me to think beyond a circumstance to a solution that fits what I'm trying to achieve. And understand that. Next time we come back on the service, from the commercial, if you called, you have any questions, but I'm going to move into the understanding of how to make principle work in your circumstance. This is Brother Davis coming at you on a Wise Wednesday.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
That's Brother Davidson coming back at you. What I wanted to do, really, was to let you realize that you have a greater ability than you understand. But I must first get you to understand you need certain things to do that. You need a healthy body to do that. You need a healthy, firm thought process to do that. You need to have the ability to take a given situation, analyze it in your mind, make the best decision, and go on that decision. Because you won't have the luxury of time. So you must have a plan in mind. I'm encouraging you to call with your questions now, because guess what? We're moving closer and closer to this election. The closer we get to this election, the more heat you're going to see being generated in these leaders at these times. Because make no mistake, the result of what they're trying to do is the total annihilation of a world. Because there will be a total annihilation of a world if there is a third world war. Because how can you speak about a world war when everybody has the ability to blow everybody else up into obliteration? I know it seems inhuman, but to be even in this situation is inhuman. So we got to prepare for what our circumstances are going to allow us to be able to do in our circumstance. When I say it, and I keep saying circumstance, because just as much as I use the word is how quickly they can change. So we need to have our body working at peak efficiency. We need to organize our family so we know what is valuable to us and the purpose that it serves. Why do I say that? Because some of them are old enough now to become a part of the working dynamic of the thought process. Okay, if I got a 7-year-old, and that 7-year-old, you know, when we go outside, can just be in a high place looking around, that 7-year-old can convey when there's somebody that's coming without being in a place of danger. But they would have to be taught these dynamics. And the reason why is because that works as a tool for you. They become a contributing part of the group in that circumstance. Everybody will have a purpose. If you got somebody sitting around reading a book, because there will be no TV, this will not be televised. then they're not, and they're not, that what they're getting out of that book is not to serve the purpose of the group, then that person is nothing but a resource waster. They're going to waste your resources and move on. And understand, there will be a lot of them, because there's going to be people who think they can live the life of an outlaw and take what you got. So, to avoid that, once again, we must have a good survival instinct. We must think in reference to what we're trying to achieve, that we must always focus on those that are important to the group. So I implore you, call. Because I'm going to tell you something, which I don't like to go into, but I have a military background, yes. I have a Vietnam veteran. I have seen body counts. I have seen body bags. I have seen war action. When I say war action, I mean various. I'm a ex-recon ranger. So in the dynamic that I was dropped into, I was trained to very well at being able to draw maps to literally spot where a small city or an encampment, do a what's called a space number count. That means you're not going through counting individual heads. You're looking at the movement in a specific space in a period of time. And that's how you do a space number count. So that when you go back and give your report, you can give them a latitude and a longitude position. You could tell them if they're in the mountains or in the woods. You could tell them what streams are running by. Most of all, you could tell them what avenues of travel go in and out. So listen, all of these things become a role. Do you have a shortwave radio? Because guess what? Sometimes there'll be times where you can't get no electricity at all. So you're going to have the ability to get information, because information can help you. If you get the wrong information, it will hurt you. But with a shortwave radio, you could decipher the information as well as just track people without them even knowing. Interesting, isn't it? That you can have the ability to track someone else that may be doing something that may not even know it. But you know, if they're doing something on the CB radio, most chances are reaching out to other people. I mean, if you're doing something on a shortwave radio, in most cases, they're reaching out to other people. And the CB radio also, because you can have a CB radio on one end of the block in a quarter mile square and be able to communicate back and forth of what's happening around that block. You see, tools are not measured by their cost. They're measured by their impact. And when you're going to need everything working for your advantage, if you're going to want to have a sustainable community, because you understand, your enemy will not wave a flag. Your enemy will not come to you and say, I'm an enemy. Your enemy may look just like you. So,
can you repeat that again, Brother Davis?
I said, your enemy will not raise a flag. Your enemy will not come up and tell you he's the enemy, and your enemy may look just like you. So you must be prepared to make decisions based on a strong evaluation system, because the dynamic of one changes with another. So you got something that I want, and I'm coming up to you, and you are naive enough to stand there and let me get close enough, then you are telling me that you are susceptible to anything that my idea is, because I'm now within close proximity to touching you or someone you love or your resources or your water. You see, one thing about a situation that you have no control over is you can't let anybody in it that you are not familiar with or that is not a part of your group. Even if they come in and say, oh, my daughter's sick, I gotta have this, I gotta have that, but you're not prepared. And then you open up your heart and you say, well, come in, I can help you. And then when they get in, they pull a gun on you, and as soon as the men are gone, they open the doors, and all of a sudden you got 15, 20, 30 other people in there ravaging your resources. Are you prepared for this? Are you on the psychological roller coaster yet? Because I'm going to tell you something. You're talking about a situation that you cannot put parameters on people's behavior. Because when a person is hungry, when a person is thirsty, or when a person has no resources, anyone's will do. So why not yours? So, this is the importance of the ninth show. Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. If you noticed, I've gotten direct, and now I'm getting bullish. And I have to get bullish because there's only so much time left. Those people are sitting back thinking that, well, I'll wait.
Right,
your wait time is over. Pardon me?
I said, no, you're absolutely right, Brother Davis. And I hope that, and I know that the listeners can see the overall importance in what you're stressing. And I would just say this, I didn't mean to cut you off, Brother Davis. If you look at just Brother Davis's military background, let me give you a understanding of what from what Brother Davis has shared, how essential that is. What Brother Davis' job was to go find out who, what, where, and why, and what they have in order to prepare a appropriate military response to what's in front of them. And those individuals that have to go out and into those things go out with very little at all. They have to be critical thinkers, they have to be able to anticipate, and they have to be able to survive in the harshest conditions. And not only that, devise a plan in which is the best avenue of approach in order to whatever the mission is to accomplish that. And this is a brother that is seeing things that are happening from the reconnaissance that he's doing from his lifelong studies of things, and he's giving back a report. And this is why this is critical. And this is something that is relied upon heavily. Without information, because that's what reconnaissance gives. It gives you information as to what you're going to be dealing with or the opportunity that you have in order to seize military collateral. And this is coming from someone, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of the prepping community and a lot of people that have this type of experience and background, most of them don't buy what anyone just tells them. They research, and not only do the really good ones pick up the energy, and they can tell the different shifting of the energy globally. So Brother Davis has, yes, and sir. This is the first time that I heard Brother Davis say that, and I was in reconnaissance as well, and I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all because of how Brother Davis is able to discern things way far in advance before they happen, because it's easy, because men follow a pattern, a habit of patterns. And it's very true what he said. We have to rejuvenate our way of thinking. We must. We can't continue to do the same thing. I didn't mean to cut you off, Brother Davis, but I just wanted to make that point so people that have not been in the military are not aware of what it means to be in reconnaissance. That you can't just put any old Joe or any old person there, because it's a critical mission billet. It's a billet of critical. Absolutely. It's a critical billet.
Absolutely. But what I want them to understand is that this is an opportunity to take...
Talk up just a little bit, Brother Davis.
Okay, but what I want them to understand is that this is an opportunity to take away from my experience enough so that they can put together a psychological mindset. You see, in every situation of stress, there is a biochemical process that goes along with thinking, because you are thinking under stress. Stress is unnatural for the body. So the first thing you have to do is be able to relax. That's why meditation is so important. Whenever you get your downtime, how did you rest? Can you find a place of peace? Because if you can't, I'm telling you, you're carrying stress, and stress is just like any other illness. Eventually, it's going to start having an effect on your performance. So let's move forward. And the reason why I want to move forward is because at this stage of the game, I want you to ask the questions, because I'm telling you something. Things will change in a split second. How do I know? Let me give you some nuances. Right now, there's a commercial on TV that says dump Trump. Now think about the dynamic. If the Republican convention, if they try to literally move Trump out of the Republican position. But this is what's going around. That may be the antithesis of the match being lit. You see, when in a dynamic of America, there are so many stressful hotspots because the people are being divided by the corporations instead of sitting down and having dialogue. And have the dialogue before the circumstances change. Because guess what? When the circumstances change, that very person you need to have the dialogue with may be suspecting you to have negative intent for them. And guess what? You may. This is the nature of being in a situation where life and death becomes a part of your daily activity. So if you really can't find that place where you know somebody else is on watch, you got 2 hours, 3 hours to get some sleep, and you can maximize that. And if you don't know how to maximize that, you will be fatigued because you're going to constantly carry the weight of, do I do this? Did I do that? Do I have this? Do I have that? Can I trust them? Can I trust that? You don't need that. And the reason why you don't need it is because it becomes more of a burden to you. What is important in every situation is your physical health. If your physical health is at a stage where it's being compromised, it will have an effect on your performance over a period of time. So if you have to snatch a child and run, and that child is someone you love so dearly, how are you going to accomplish that? Can you talk to them and make them a part of what you're trying to do? Can you say, look, I'm going to move you around the back, put your hands around my neck, grab my shirt from the front, and cross your arms so that you got one collar with your left collar with your right hand and your right collar with your left hand so you don't choke me, so I don't get winded, and I can do this as much as far as I can. Are you even able to do that if placed in that situation? That is why the psychological dynamic of being able to say, I will achieve whatever the need is in the circumstance of which I am in, plays such a powerful role. Because you may have to do everything on the move. And I'm going to tell you, if you look in your community at foreigners, they'll walk through your neighborhood, and every once in a while they'll reach down and they'll snatch maybe a green leaf, or they walk up to a tree and they're taking stuff off the trees. You know what they're not telling you? That they're foraging for food. But that is that daily dynamic where they come from. You run to the grocery store and they're going to your backyard looking at your pretty flowers. Oh, we can use this. Or your garbage cans. Because they know how to live in a country that has more than enough right under your nose. Now, you heard Dave say about America wasting so much food. Don't you think they know that? I'm going to give you an example. Go to the local river and fish. Pull a carp out. This happened to me. I fish. I caught a nice size carp. I don't eat carp. It's not important to me. The Asian guy said, $5. I'm looking at him saying, $5? I mean, shit, it's a carp. You can have this. But you know what I wasn't thinking? He was thinking about food. I was down there for sport. Their thought process is different. Because they had been in situations of poverty that were so bad that they couldn't find those greens that they could eat. They were barely dressed, clothed well enough to warm them. So they don't look for the first of the month. Because every day is the same way. And if they happen to come across a string, don't think they're going to fish with it, because they might have 20 or 30 different circumstances in which they could use that string for, when the average American is saying, I don't know what to do with this. You must always think in terms of what you're trying to achieve. I wanted to do a show on scavenging, but my schedule would not even give me the courtesy of doing it because there's so much involved in it, and there's so many little things that become big things that literally, you know, I was in Texas. They got a price bag on plastic, and there's so much plastic that blows around Texas that if you ride through in the outskirts of the city, you'll see plastic bags blowing. So I thought, well, why do they charge you for the bags? Well, that's why. Because a lot of the Mexicans, when they get the bags and take their stuff out the bags, they're not thinking about what happened to that bag. So Texas has a lot of open land. So when the wind blows, it picks up the bags and takes them. Now, I didn't think about that in my dynamic. You understand? But if I lived in Texas, I'd start grabbing them bags now before the people realize that in diverse times, them bags become carriers that you can literally tie to your body or tie to your gear and be able to carry something, maybe a fresh sketch, or maybe some vegetables that you didn't even expect to run across, or maybe something you've done trading. You see, there's always something in a country like America that we do not see that's right in front of our face. So yes, the psychological dynamic is going to change, but you don't have to be victimized by it if you are thinking in terms of trying to get to the end and not, oh, I got to make it through another day. What is one day going to give you if death is ultimately your thought process? Think about that. Because I'm going to tell you something. There are people out here who are not prepared. You know what they're doing? They'll go to a gun show and buy a gun because they figured there's so many people who don't have none. But them people who don't have none, they live in the inner city. And not all of them are sitting in the inner city that don't have guns. They have other things. But yet, that gives them leverage in the areas in which they're going to be the predator. And make no mistake, there will be predators. And see, a predator only has an advantage when you are naive. Because when a predator walks up on you, and they 10 feet away, and you say, wait, who are you? And you've got your hand on something inside your coat. That predator don't want to mess with you. It wants to mess with somebody who ain't got nothing. That's why they're called predators. If you're willing to make a stand in his defense, he ain't going to mess with you. Can you fight? Do you know what fighting is? And let me give you a description. Fighting is surviving under a circumstance by any means necessary. See, the dynamic changes in an uncivilized world. And believe me, I've seen everything from sticks, bricks, canes. I can't say bottles, you know why? Because a lot of places in the foreign countries, there ain't no bottles. But I've seen people tear empty cans in half and use those cutting edges on those cans as a weapon. So are you prepared? See, the psychological dynamic that's going to come into play is real. Very real. And if you live in the city, it's going to be worse. And the reason why it's going to be worse is because the government's going to come in and say, look, we put you on lockdown from 8 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning. So if you're not prepared to get to the night, guess what? If you go outside, they'll kill you. And they don't mind. Because during the day, you're going to see them. They're going to have people coming around stacking bodies of those that came out at night. And you know, they're always going to think they're going to get away. But these people, they have what's called night vision. High-powered rifles with night vision. And all they're going to do is pop the heat signal. And every once in a while, after they pop that heat signal, they're going to come back around and gaze at it. And that heat signal is going to change. And if it changes at a consistent rate, so it's going from hot to yellow to blue, they hit. So they'll tell them the next morning, look, go down so-and-so, because we know we had a fresh kill last night. You see, the dynamics are wild. Because in martial law, and they will call it, in martial law, they're going to focus on the large areas first. because those people who can hunker down for 3, 4, or 5 weeks at a time are going to be the people who can get past that. Now, I'm going to tell
Brother
you
what's David.
Unique. Yes.
I didn't mean. You know, the point that you made was so telling, and I hope everyone is catching this. You know, when Brother Davis talked about the foraging, and I think that is a very, very important class that you and Sister Davis, when you have time, you have to do, because that is a learned skill. That is not by happen chance. There's a skill to that. Like Brother Davis talking about the plastic bags. You can use a plastic bag to get water when you don't have water. There's a way and a practice to do it. And these are some of the things that Brother Davis wants to show you. But the reason why I wanted to interject was because what Brother Davis said about people from other countries. See, if you've never traveled outside of the United States and you haven't seen poverty from a different dynamic, and how the everyday fight is, as he said, is to survive and to acquire, it is a very different thought process that those individuals, and a different hardiness that those individuals have compared to people that have not been exposed to that. And Brother Davis was absolutely right when he said, when they do martial law, they're going to do it in the big areas. Okay, because this is a vast open country. Okay, now this is the problem with that. At night, you are not going to be able to travel. As he said, there's thermal imaging. They can see where you are by night vision, by gazing, by using the moon for light, and also by thermal heat signature. So they'll be able to know where you are. All right. This is the thing, the major problem, and the importance of what Brother Davis is conveying to you all is this. In the daytime, the lines will be so bad, it is only so many hours in the day. And God help you that it comes in the wintertime. Because if you are going to be going to run into the store for the times that the martial law, in between those hours, those daylight hours, and the lines are going to be mind-blowing. Because we live in a just-in-time delivery system, and the deliveries won't happen. When trucking stops, chaos rules. So I just wanted to emphasize what Brother Davis was saying, because it is so true and is what we need to really look at as reality, because you're not seeing it now. You don't have to deal with it. Does not mean it will not be a part of your future. And if you don't prepare for it, when it becomes part of your future, it's too late. So, Brother Davis, I'll give it back to you, but I just wanted to emphasize that, because I'm glad that you actually took it there so that people can see a picture of what they will be having to deal with based off of the events that are happening globally.
Absolutely. So those of you who think you got time, do you realize tomorrow morning your ATM machine could very well say, no, come back in 3 days? Because that's just how precarious the U.S. dollar sets right now. For those of you who don't know, most countries aren't even accepting it no more. And the ones who got it are trying to get rid of it. So anything can change in the dynamic of what we live in America right now. But one of the main things that we do have working to our advantage is that once we start getting human with other humans again, we can start speaking in one voice.
Yeah.
Believe me, they know it. They know that. And if you, I told you about the scene in the ant movie where the grasshoppers tell the other grasshoppers, if these ants ever realize that their numbers, we would be slaughtered, because they outnumber them 100 to 1. If you average Americans ever realize your numbers, you can literally take back all of the government authority that you placed on them, but you can do it individually, because they got armies that will kill you. But with groups, listen to me clearly, when thousands and thousands of people walk up on a major capital in one voice, even the people who are in the military become a part of your group, because they are humans. You see, I've seen this dynamic change overnight. There are countries that literally had dictators in the morning, and at night the people were running it. Because the military begins to realize, look, we are you. We're here to get a paycheck, but we're willing to work for the people. Just as we are willing to work for these people. Because guess what? They want order. The reason why they want order is because a civilized civilian ship can at least establish a basic government, even if it's based on bartering. Because we have failed to realize that our greatest tool is our ingenuity, our imagination, and our inventiveness. But all of that's been taken away. Okay, so are we going to another commercial?
Yes, Brother Davis.
Okay, well, I encourage you to call in because we're coming into the last half hour. So those of you who got any questions, open your phones up now. This is Brother Davis coming at you on Wise Wednesdays.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, we're back. Is there any calls, Dave?
Not yet, Brother Davis. I'll let you know as soon as they're there.
Okay, listen, now I'm going to talk to you directly about family dynamic. The reason why I'm talking to you about family dynamic is because now we're talking about what and how we're going to operate as a family inside a confined area. Everybody has to be diligent to the purpose that they serve, the job that they're given, and they must do it with the eyes constantly moving. You want to keep your eyes on your family. You want to keep your eyes on those who are close to you. You want to keep your eyes moving, so if you see something strange, you can point that out. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to see a lot of strange things. Some of them will affect you, and some of them will not. But whatever you do, you cannot harbor it. What is harboring it? That's when you see something that you just can't get out of your mind. And a lot of people say, oh, that won't happen to me. Well, yes, it has already happened. You ever see a child get attacked by a vicious dog? Well, guess what? Well, if you ever seen that, you had to ask yourself, what am I going to do? Some people are so fearful that they don't do nothing. Other people jump in so that they can stop the attack. But that person who carries it are from now on ever scared of dogs. It didn't even happen to them. But because of the devastation of what they saw, they pick up an inherent fear of dogs. So we must be able to examine the family dynamic so that if that person sees it, you could pull them aside and spend some time with them and give them some rational understanding so that they could change their thinking process. Because it's a traumatic experience, you have to be able to pull them aside so that they do not take away from their contribution to the group. Because if they get laxed, it changes the dynamic. Personal story. We had a guy named Hanson, the only white guy in the group. This guy was cool. He knew his job. Got a dear job from his girlfriend one day. He was going through an emotional roller coaster. I pulled him aside. He was in my squad. When we go out in teams of four back then. We go out in teams of four because less numbers is less inconspicuous, and sometimes we're right in the enemy camp. But the whole idea of that is to be able to get the information to get in and out, not for confrontation. Well, we come out of a situation, we're sitting in the woods quietly, trying to have a moment of rest, pitch black at night. I don't know if you know what pitch black is, but if any, you people who live in the country, you know, when you don't see a light for miles. Guess what Hanson does? He lights a cigarette. He was dead before the match went out. We couldn't even get his body parts for a few days because that would have put everybody else in jeopardy. These are the decisions that may come across your door if a person is psychologically disconnected from the circumstances they're in and losing find sight of the objective of what you're doing.
Brother Dave, you have a call.
Okay, I'll take the call, but let me make this one last statement.
Yes, sir.
There is no way I will ever forget that match, because when he lit it low to the ground. That's how he did it. Get it low to the ground and get least reflection as possible. But he was in a pitch black area, and before the match was out, he was dead. All right, I'll take the call.
Area code. I'm sorry, go ahead, 609.
I'm sorry. Greetings to you, Brother Davis, Dave, and to you too as well, Brother Scotty. This is Roz. How are you all doing?
All right, Brother. Blessed, okay, man. Okay. How are you?
Dave, what's up, Brother Roz?
I'm good. I'm good. This is an awesome show. You made me think of a few things today with what you were discussing. First thing was growing up, going to the Caribbean, to Trinidad, to spend time with my family. I remembered I had relatives, and they were very, very poor for the most part. And I remember they would go to the store for specific items they could not grow in their yard. But when my grandmother would cook, the vast majority of the things she would use, whether it was seasoning, vegetables, things like that, she was growing in on her property. She also had a chicken farm. So she had a bunch of chickens, a couple of drakes, and she would basically keep her stock going. She would, you know, breed them and then take one when she needed it to make food for people. And the importance, what you were saying, the importance of knowing the different plants, living off the land, I just wanted to say people should start investing in reading different books about survival. That's what I've been doing myself, especially now where things aren't that hectic as of yet. They're slowly getting there, but like Brother Dave and Brother Davis was saying, it could be overnight. And simple things like plastic bags, like when you watch shows like Survivor and things like that, and you're seeing people attempting to live off the land, you can really understand how much living in an urban environment psychologically handicaps us. And also, it takes us away from that connection to the earth, so we're not aware of the different plants that are edible that you can utilize. So I think just getting into that, books that deal with battlefield awareness, improvised weapons, how you can basically make a weapon out of just about anything. These are the kinds of things that we should start looking into and studying. Something else that I thought about was a very good friend of mine who was from Detroit. I think the vast majority of us, myself included, don't really understand what martial law looks like. And I remember he gave me a vivid story after Dr. Martin Luther King was killed, they instated martial law in Detroit. And he lost a couple of friends via martial law. And exactly what you said earlier is what happened. The curfew, he said, was 7 p.m. And a couple of his friends needed things, so they went out into the streets hoping to, you know, bypass the military installments that they had in Detroit, and ended up getting shot and killed on site. So this is very true. In my studies too, I've learned that to block thermal imaging, there was a guy in the military who utilized acetate sheets, and hiding behind an acetate sheet hid his heat signature. I remember I was watching a documentary on the History Channel where they were hunting a criminal, and when they hunted him, he ended up running under a cluster of pine trees. And they were actually shooting thermal image on him at the time, and he completely disappeared. And they actually said that the helicopter pilot said that the pine trees were hiding his heat signature, and they couldn't see, and they had to wait for him to break out of the cluster of trees before they were able to pick him back up, though he was also being chased on the ground. So these are just things you want to start learning about. The stuff that we watch on TV, that where people like MacGyver, where people improvise and are able to use seemingly innocuous everyday items for life-saving things, is stuff that we all need to get into and start learning and studying. And I just wanted to chime in with that and just say thanks again for another brilliant show.
Well, thank you for your contribution, brother. You're exactly right, and we always welcome contributors on any level that they come in with information. But the most exact thing that I want people to understand, that even when he described his family in the islands, they were rich because, see, they had chickens, they gave them eggs, they were having other chickens, they had a garden. See, these are the tools of wealth in those circumstances.
That's right, Brother Davis. Assets.
They were
right.
That's right. And they were still, according to the level of Americans' scale, in poverty. So you have no idea of the dynamic that comes into play. So, brother, thank you very much for your contribution, and please feel free to make it at any time you feel.
Thank you so much. I just want to say one last thing. I didn't realize a couple of years back, you made me think of something. A couple of years back, this has to be about 16, 17 years. I was living in Jersey City at the time, and there was a brother from Grenada that I was really close to, and we were talking one day, and he went out right on the curb and pointed out Kalalu, the actual plant, and that's something we eat very profusely in the Caribbean throughout the island. And he had shown me a couple different variations of Kalalu that actually grow in the United States, and it was grown right, looked like a weed on the side of the road, you know, cars driving by, but it was sitting right there. And it's just something that you made me think about, where, you know, we're passing things on an everyday basis that could potentially be life-saving edible stuff that, like you said, when those lines, you know, looked like Russia in the 80s and going around the block with, you know, hundreds of people with duffel bags full of money that's not worth anything, these are the things that you want to know about, so that if, you know, like you said, there's only so many hours in a day, if the sun is coming down and you know there's a curfew, you know those plants, you can snatch those plants up, you can walk around your neighborhood and get an understanding for where those different food sources are, so that the other people who don't know, you will be the one that knows, so you can help your family and those people who you have those connections to, as far as those different packs, like Brother Davis was saying, in regards to everyone contributing different things to your collective survival. So you can do that. Just walk around your neighborhood and get books about edible plants in from your state and your local area. And just walk around your neighborhood and take a look at those plants, check them out, show them to the children, and make sure that you keep a tally or a tab, even if it's a mental map of where these things are. You know, elephants do that with water. Elephants do that with food. They can walk hundreds of miles for water. They can sniff water underground. And they actually, that's what culture is, teaching the younger generation survival techniques. That is what a culture is. When you see a chimpanzee teaching a young chimpanzee how to place a wet stick into a hole to pull out termites and eat, he's teaching that child how to sustain that baby monkey, how to sustain itself. And that is what we need to do, start teaching our children life-saving things. Not the nonsense that they learn in school, but actually things that can save their lives, where they can find food, how to navigate a system of white supremacy, how to deal with police, and how to act, what to say. All of these things are the things that are necessary that I think we're lacking in, because, like Brother Dave always says, we have blind faith in our enemy, and that is the worst kind of faith to have in someone who has your destruction at heart. Thanks again.
Thank you, brother. Listen, man, I'm going to tell you, once again, there's a contributor making a contribution to the show through a phone call. We encourage you to call. Your experience may be the key to someone else's circumstance. So I thank you again, brother. I also wanted to mention at this particular time that when you're dealing with diverse circumstances, you will not think how you do now. You will not have the time to rationalize a lot of things. And if you're hungry, you even create a worse scenario for that thought process.
Brother Davis.
Yes.
I have something to contribute, if you don't mind. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm sorry. Come on, Scotty.
Yeah, the last caller just really got me thinking and missing my grandfather. And how he passed on. I'm sorry.
No, you good, Scotty.
And the knowledge that I didn't take time to learn from him. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Listen, my brother, we are all being victimized by our ignorance of the circumstance of our time. You know what I mean? We got caught up in the ambiance of being able to go to work and go out and discover ourselves. And that I was in a situation where I walked away from knowledge too. But when I was able to understand that I did, I tried to find a rational way to be able to find balance. Because like I said earlier, sometimes when you have a thought process that is taking place in your life. You have to be able to get beyond that process. And the reason being is because of the dynamic is constantly changing. There's things that I would love to have been able to relive, but since I can't, I've learned to be able to pass that to my children, whatever it is that I need them to have now, I pass on to them. I got a library. I'm buying books now on old wisdom. Why? Because even if I don't make it, when they come across this bag or box that's wrapped in plastic full of my old books of wisdom, they're going to look and say, oh, wow, that's the mark that my dad used to wear. Oh, wow, this is the things he was talking about. Oh, and they will open the door to that wisdom. I heard it said just today's Thursday, Wednesday, I heard it said Sunday, that the reason why humanity is where it is because it has gotten away from the old ways. And there's a lot of wisdom in that statement.
I'm sorry, I've recomposed myself. I apologize.
Not a problem, not a problem.
But my grandfather was a farmer. He was an old school farmer, and he stayed out there, you know, farming on this land that I'm on right now. And although, you know, I did not really meet him, you know, because when we were toddlers and stuff, we don't remember people. But I did not meet him till we came back from Detroit down here. And he was always out there growing something, from blackberries to musky dimes to corn to peaches to plums to pecan trees. And, I mean, everything that we needed. And I did not take that opportunity to learn from him. And in fact, you know, he had a stroke, and that's the only thing that kept him out the fields. And I found him in the fields, you know, after he had done suffered a stroke, man. And I carried him into the house, and he was never ever able to get out there. And I'm just thinking about, you know, I was so busy being a kid and thinking about playing basketball or having fun that there was a wealth of resource, a wealth of knowledge right there in that man. And I didn't take advantage of it.
But Scotty, you know what? Your grandfather touched you in such a way to where your grandfather sowed the seeds of Black Talk Radio Network. That was what, there was a lot of things that you learned from your grandfather, and you're still learning from your grandfather to this day. You still know what the field, you still have the land, you still have what he was doing, you still can reconnect, and I know you already have. My brother, you learned a lot from him, even though you would have liked to have sat under his tutelage for much longer and in more in depth, but you have, because he set an impression on you that could never ever be altered or changed. He touched your life in a way that just his mere words are showing you different things was just as powerful as what he showed you who he was daily. And that's who I see in you. You're still the farmer. You're the farmer of our Black spirit. You're the farmer of our Black souls and our direction. So it was not wasted at all, Scotty. He has seeded Black Talk Radio Network, which sprung off into different fruits, different vegetables, Tando Radio Show being one, the New Abolition Radio Show, on and everything else, and all of Roz that called into the show. He is a byproduct of your grandfather in so many ways. And this is, our ancestors never leave us when we decide to connect. The worst thing that we could ever do is say, I don't care, I don't know, and I don't care. Because that is where the abyss is. So, Scotty, you have been a great service to your family, to us, and it's only going to get better at the times of need because you have established that medium in so many ways. Farm on, brother. Farm on.
Hey, brother. Listen, this is Brother Davis. First of all, thank you for sharing. But I wanted to give a different twist. When you go out that back door, you know, that was a path he traveled. You seeing what he saw. It may not be growing in the same way, but you're still capturing that vision that he had just being in that house. And I know there's certain places where you got old trees with memories just spring up that you might not even thought about before. But that's what's called the wisdom of ancestral intuition. So, yes, brother, I appreciate you sharing. But listen, I'm at the end of my show. The last thing I want to do is encourage everybody to take the time to think strategically about the circumstances they're in, what their plan is, and how they plan on getting beyond the circumstances as they develop. This is not an impossible situation, as I always say. If you don't believe you can achieve the impossible, you never will. But I always believed I could achieve the impossible. So let me turn it back over to you, Dave, and look for next Wednesday's Wise Wednesday. Whatever the Spirit leads me and gives me, I'm going to give to you. Y'all be loved by me. Peace.
Brother Davis, thank you once again. Another great show. Roz, great call in. Just the information, Scotty. Go ahead, Scotty.
Oh, this is Roz. I just wanted to chime in one last thing. I'm sorry. I thought it might be a good idea if we can maybe create like a book list with information that you think people should actually look into buying. Like Brother Davis was talking about building a library. My library I've been building for a number of years, and I actually just got a book called African American Slave Medicine, and it discusses how our ancestors had so much skill with using herbs from the plantation to facilitate their medical needs that they most of the time would try their best to avoid the white doctors who were practicing all kinds of terroristic experiments on them. And they were so proficient that even white women, especially those who were pregnant, would go to these same black women and black men who were actually slaves to seek their medical counsel. And they give the different herbs they use and how they applied them. So these are things we're still in America. So that those same plants should be accessible to some of us. No matter where we are in the country, we should have access to some of these plants to start utilizing them. So I would say definitely I'll compile a list of books as well that I think would be important in regards to like building up your skills, your battlefield awareness, life-saving information on how to use simple items that you might find in the city environment to help yourself in an emergency. These are all things I think we can compile, and maybe some of the listeners can start collecting these books, reading these books, studying these books, and sharing them with their children and their family members and the people they connect to, so that you have a more holistic approach towards collective upward mobility as this situation develops. Thank you so much. And Brother Scotty, your grandfather is living through you. He has lifted you up. He gave you the ability to reach millions of people. And those moments that you missed, he will intuit the knowledge to you that you need. That's exactly how you came this far, like Brother Dave said. Just the whole idea of this platform, he was behind that, helping you, as well as your other ancestors. And that was a powerful, powerful addition to the show. And I thank you so much for that. May the ancestors lift you up. Okay? And I wish you all the best, as always.
Thank you.
Great, great point, Brother Roz. That's something that I definitely think is necessary. And I would say this. I think it's very important for all of us to start this quest, as Brother Davis, as many people here say, the quest that you are on. We have to be ones that are feeding the roots and not just eating the fruit. Don't wait for Roz, myself, Brother Davis, Scotty to bring something. Go and find something to bring. So, so important, because that process will start to flourish other processes in you. And that is how we can be a force multiplier in this whole thing and be ready to be able to and more equipped and prepared to deal with any situation, because the individual that is scared is one that is not prepared. And once again, Brother Scotty, go to where your grandfather, the special places, as Roz and Brother Davis said, he has never left those places. The Great Spirit can never be extinguished nor die. It just transfers into different parts of energy. Our grandfather, your grandfather, is still here among us in his land. And it was so funny that today, Brother Braggs and I were talking about the importance of herbs. For every disease that man has created, God has a herb to cure it. And we're definitely going to delve into that in a very, very committed way, because it becomes essential. Even if there is no collapse, the one collapse we can never, ever deny is the synthetic intoxication of our spirits and bodies that we have been bombarded with, that is leading us to a suicide that we need to walk away from. Just want to say much love, much respect to you all. Much love and much respect. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you for who you are. Brother Davis, much love, much respect for you. And Sister Davis, Brother Raj, always fire every time that you come. And this is what is so needed, a collective prudence among the people. It is no leader that is ever among us, because that is by the direction of the agenda. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Getting ready to come up for New Abolition Radio, coming up right after Tando Radio Show. Before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the-